1 Corinthians 13 from the Message. The way we love. If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but don't love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't love, I'm nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongues will end. Understanding will reach its limit. We know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. But when the complete arrives, our incompletes will be canceled. When I was an infant at my mother's breast, I gurgled and cooed like any infant. When I grew up, I left those infant ways for good. We don't yet see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist. But it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We'll see it all then, see it all as clearly as God sees us, knowing him directly, just as he knows us. But for right now, until that completeness, we have three things to do to lead us toward that consummation. Trust steadily in God. Hope unswervingly. Love extravagantly. And the best of the three is love.
Join me for a moment of prayer, please. Mother, Father, God, open our hearts and our minds to what you would have us hear today, and help us to see what really matters. In Jesus' name, amen. So we have been in a fall sermon series called Outside My Own Little World. And it is taken from the materials. Our primary resource is Worship Design Studio, and the materials put together by Dr. Marcia McPhee. A couple of weeks ago, David introduced this sermon series, helped us get from population one to population two. And last week, it was I try to stay awake, looking at those things that really what we want to stay awake to and how not to fall asleep to what's really important. And so this week we're going to look at what really matters. And I realized as I was preparing for the sermon and kind of going through what everyone else went through this week and listening to girlfriends and everything, that I could tell you what really matters to me, but I don't know what really matters to you. And so this will be a little bit of a different kind of sermon, more of a do-it-yourself sermon, where it's really interactive. So I'm going to ask the ushers to pass out a handout. And so take a handout, take a pen, and then just kind of set them beside you. And we're going to do a little figuring out, taking a moment for figuring out what matters. So I want to share what the kids had it right. What really matters to me is my relationship with God. And so my time in contemplative prayer and meditation is something that I definitely like to set aside time for and is really important to me. And part of the reason for that, continuing that practice, is it allows me to have more mystical experiences. And for those of you that were here last month, you know that that's also something that's important to me. But what do you think happens when I get really busy? When life gets really busy, what do you think happens to that time? It's postponed. Maybe gets, for me, it gets shortened. All of a sudden, I go from 30 minutes or an hour down to, you know, 5 minutes maybe. Some days, doesn't happen. But I was up late the night before listening to a friend who was in trouble. I was preparing for a class I'm teaching, or was working on my sermon, or the office needed me, or my children needed me, or I was volunteering at the food cupboard, or helping out with Family Promise, or serving at Faith Cafe. Those things are all really important, aren't they? They do, but it's when we're looking at what really matters to us, it's important to kind of take a look at what gets busy in our lives and what kind of separates us from that. So I'm going to ask you today to play along with me. So we're going to start by getting centered. I always find that's a really good way to figure out what really matters to us. So we're going to start by doing some breathing and taking 3 deep breaths together. So I invite you to close or lower your eyes. And we're going to start from empty and breathe in together and let it out with a sigh. Ah, you can make noise in church. Breathe in and let it out with a sigh. Ah, and let go of any stress you might be holding on to. And one more time, breathe in and let it go. Ah, and then just allow your breath to return to its own natural rhythm, whatever that is for you. And just let it be for a moment. And when you're ready, open your eyes and look at the first circle, at the very center circle on the handout, the circle that says self. And what I would like you to do is to write what really matters to you in relationship to yourself. And try to stay at each circle. I know some of you might want to skip ahead. Some of you may be going, that's not big enough. It's okay to draw lines out or to write on the back. So go ahead and just take a moment to write what matters to you in relationship to self. And then when you're done, just close your eyes. That kind of lets me know where we are in the room. So close your eyes and think of your family and friends. You can think of the names of individual family members and friends you may be thinking of, the qualities of those relationships, about what matters to you about those people and those relationships. And when you are ready, go ahead and write in that circle. And if you have more you want to add to the self circle, that's okay too. And now, think of our church community, Bethel Congregational UCC. What is it that really matters to you about this community? And if you're a first-time visitor or have not been coming that often, think about those things that brought you here, what it was you were looking for in a church home, what brought you in the door. So just think of those things that matter. Really matter to you about this church community. Let's take a look outside this church community to the city of Beaverton, the state of Oregon, the United States, and our whole globe. So feel free to write what matters. This may be where you really need to go outside that circle or right on the back. And feel free to add anything else that might come to mind in any of the other circles for what really matters to you. Give you about another 10 to 20 seconds to finish up your thought. Now take a look at your sheet and look at all the things that matter to you. And consider the amount of time that you have in a day, in a week, in a month. Where are you spending your time? Are you spending your time on those things that really matter to you? So I just want you to notice the truth of your life at this moment. This isn't about guilt or judgment or anything. It's about awareness. So that if we're not aware of something, then we can't make a change. So take a look and see, think about how you spend your life and whether or not you get kind of caught up in the busyness and then you're not spending time on the things that matter. And is there something that you can do to bring some balance to that, to bring your life more in alignment so that you're spending your time on those things that matter the most to you? Or you may be one of these people that you're looking at it and you're going, yes, I do spend the time on those things that matter the most to me. So I'm going to give you just a moment to consider that, and then I'm going to have you turn to your neighbor and actually share one way that you can bring your life into balance if it's not, or one way that you feel like you have your life, you're doing really well with keeping it in balance, that you're balancing what really matters with your time. So when you're ready, go ahead and you can talk to your neighbor. You got like 2 minutes to share, and then I'll ring a chime and bring you back. Let's come back together. It was wonderful to watch all the sharing. It's always a risk because everyone wants to just keep talking. So if we don't want to miss what matters, we need to actually make time for what matters. And the choice is always ours. And so you get a chance. Some of you realize that the choices that you've made in the past have worked really well for you, and others of you notice that, hey, I need to make some different choices moving forward. So pick up this paper once again, and I want you to look at the Bethel ring. And now that we've kind of gone through and you've had a chance to really think through everything that matters, I would like you to look at that ring of Bethel UCC and look, pick out a word or a phrase of what really matters to you about this church community and put it on the footprint, the little sticky note in your bulletin. And if you don't have one of these, raise your hands. The ushers can get you a sticky note. And then we're going to end with the song Sacred Love that we learned last month. And during that song, I invite you to come forward and to add your footprint to Bethel's vision board. And then the hope is in the next couple of weeks, we will take everything that matters to all of you here at Bethel and create one of those word pictures of it. So our scripture today was 1 Corinthians 13. It talked about the path of love, the way of love. It talked about how to be in communion with God, and following that path is our way to be in communion with God and to be the hands and feet of God. And it shared that the three things for us to do is to trust steadily in God, to hope unswervingly, and to love extravagantly. I love that. And the best of these three is love.